1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Arizona's governor recently stripped county attorneys of the power to prosecute abortion cases. They're now calling for those rights to be returned.
Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs, a Democrat, signed an order in June giving Arizona's attorney general the power to handle any attempted county prosecutions of abortion-related cases, and the order banned state agencies from assisting in any abortion-related investigations. Now 12 of Arizona's 15 county attorneys are demanding that she rescind that order, limiting them from prosecuting abortion cases, saying she should not interfere. Alex Stone, ABC News.
GOP candidates are hitting the campaign trail this holiday weekend. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in New Hampshire, and former Vice President Mike Pence is campaigning in Iowa. And this July 4th, Joey Chestnut has done it again, eating 62 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes to keep his championship title at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest in New York's Coney Island. This is ABC News. Americans are starting to head home today after enjoying the long holiday weekend. The TSA screening record numbers at the nation's airports, roughly 2.5 million passengers a day. But bad weather canceling hundreds of flights led by Southwest Airlines and by United, which has hubs in Denver and Newark. Both cities dealing with rain and severe storms today. On the roads, AAA says more than 42 million people are traveling. Drivers helped by lower gas prices. We get details from ABC's Alex Perez in Chicago.
Fueling the record number of motorists, well, the average price of fuel, which is down dramatically from $4.81 at this point last year to $3.52 this year.
The oldest living victim of the Tulsa race massacre has a memoir out today. 109-year-old Viola Fletcher recalls the deadly 1921 attack by a white mob on the affluent neighborhood called Black Wall Street. She says watching the January 6th U.S. Capitol attack on TV traumatized her all over again. Rena Roy, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Senator Tammy Baldwin is criticizing two Supreme Court decisions last week. She's talking about the court's ruling on affirmative action in college admissions and a case that allows discrimination against people based on sexual orientation. Baldwin says both rulings are matters of fairness and freedom. She says she's worried about the broader implications of the court's decisions in the future. Eight people are doing better today after getting stuck hanging upside down on a roller coaster for about 3 hours in Crandon Sunday. Nobody was hurt, but one person did go to the hospital. It happened on the last day of the Forest County Festival. Channel 7 in Wausau reports 7 of the stuck passengers were kids. Inspectors were still looking into the cause of the mechanical breakdown last we checked. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
At George Chambers Septic in Green Bay, we admire our area veterans. Whether they served in World Wars, Korea, or the Middle East, we know they deserve our compassion, especially those suffering from PTSD. Let's honor our vets by hiring them as they honored our country by serving it. At George Chambers Septic in Green Bay, we believe no veteran should struggle to make a decent living, and we honor all of those who have given the ultimate sacrifice in service to our nation. George Chambers Septic has been serving the community now for more than 35 years.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces is having their annual sale for the entire month of July. All of their indoor and outdoor fireplace products and accessories are at the lowest price of the year.
Did you know that now there's also a 30% federal tax credit when you install an efficient wood heating stove or fireplace? At Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, we can explain and show you the many options. We have the Twin Cities' widest selection of wood-burning stoves and fireplaces.
I love my wood stove. We enjoy the sense of well-being we get by cutting and splitting wood to warm our home. Wood is our choice, but you may have other choices at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. Whether transforming an existing fireplace or adding something new, a clean-burning wood, gas, or electric fire can have you sitting pretty and cozy by the fire.
Visit Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces at Riverside and East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, or at woodlandstoves.com. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, since 1977, out of the ordinary products and services to make fire work for you.
You're listening to the best of the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. The Matt McNeil Show for your Friday. Good to be with you today, Matt, Patrick, Greg's here as well. Coming up here, this is going to be a very bipolar kind of show. We're going to go North Pole, South Pole quite a bit here. I got a lot to get to on this report from about the Minneapolis Police Department. And yes, it's worse than we thought it was going to be. And we weren't exactly looking at a top line review anyway. I'll get to that. But also at 3:30 this afternoon, I get the privilege. This was what the interview I was geeked about talking about yesterday, Patrick. Austin Dury, were you here the last time we had Austin on?
Yes, we were actually. Yeah. We'll be looking forward to that.
Austin Dury is the brother combo of the band Dury. They've got their EP coming on out here. Fairly soon. They got the pre-sale going on that. Also, they got a huge tour they're going to be doing. Coming up later this year, including they're going to be playing London, England, coming up here, I believe, in early September, late August, early September. They're going to be playing London, and then, of course, they're playing... I got some observations I got to make about this. But Austin, I couldn't be happier for this band. They are brilliant. And, I definitely want to... We're going to talk to him coming up here. He's going to give us some time. I get a gush. I'm a huge fan. That's coming up later on this hour. Then, of course, 4 o'clock hour, we're going to spend a lot of time once again on the Minneapolis Police Department. So let's talk about this. I'm going to just read from the first few paragraphs here of the Star Tribune story to begin with. The Minneapolis Police Department routinely engaged in a pattern of racist and abusive behavior that deprives people of their constitutional rights. So racist, so abusive, they were violating the Constitution. That's your Bob Kroll Minneapolis Police Department right there. Delmonico 2. Now, hey, I'm not going to miss the point because this is something that has been pointed out to me multiple times already today. This has been going on for a long time. But something very particular happened about 20 years ago that I want to get into that got us to this point. That is the reason why they were violating constitutional rights with their racism and their abuse of the people. This wasn't, and there's going to be a lot of Republicans who are going to look at me after this and say, he was anti-cop. No. We didn't have this review of the St. Paul Police Department, Duluth, Rochester, Bloomington, Edina, Maple Grove, Woodbury, Stillwater, Rosemont. This is not any other police department. This was a culture that was created specifically in the Minneapolis Police Department that led to those people thinking they could murder somebody in the streets of Minneapolis and there was going to be no consequences for that. That's how out of control they've got. And to show you how out of control they were, I want to remind people of the Stallings case 3 days after they murdered George Floyd. They went hunting the people of Minneapolis and tried to kill Jaleel Stallings and then beat him in the street. They opened fire. I remember the show when it was clear they opened fire on the media in the wake of George Floyd. And we, heaven forbid we skip past the implication from Bob Kroll's letter that he and Paul Gazelka were trying to usurp the governor and get, Gazelka installed as the interim governor and Bob Kroll as the commandant of Minneapolis or something of that nature. We still haven't really fully understood this. But needless to say, this was as bad as you think it was, and worse, because the Minneapolis Police Department was infiltrated by racists and bigots and just the worst of the worst. And they were given a carte blanche card to do whatever they wanted to do. And that's how you get to George Floyd. There was a ton of warnings when Jamar Clark happened that maybe, just maybe, someone should go and start looking into this. But, yeah. I'm going to guess the cowards, the whiny little biatch that's Bob Kroll, is going to, this is not right, dude. This was your police department. As the head of the police union, this was your guys. And I'm going to get to why the head of the police union should bear the brunt of this whole problem. And I'll get to that here in a second. Basically, once again, a pattern of racist and abusive behavior that deprived people of their constitutional rights, violating constitutional rights with their racism and abuse, according to a Justice Department investigation prompted by the murder of George Floyd 3 years ago. Among the findings of the 92-page report, the results of an investigation launched in April of 2021, the department uses excessive force, including unjustified deadly force, unlawfully discriminates against Black and Native American people, violates the rights of people engaged in protected free speech. The department also discriminates against people with behavior, health, and disabilities while responding to calls resulting in trauma and even death. Bob Kroll's police department. That's what we've got here. People that did not think that there were going to be consequences for their behavior. Now, I am going to highly encourage you to read the 92-page briefing because they point out a lot of things. I am going to read to you from the New York Times the three specific stories here from this quality police department that, you know, they were just doing their job. They were the worst gang in Minneapolis. Let's just call it what it was. The worst. And I, O'Hara, I want to give O'Hara credit because I think that he truly does want to clean this up. And now they're going to get it forcibly cleaned up because the DOJ has put on a consent decree on this thing. They're going to have to get cleaned up here. But this wasn't just the police. This was the county attorney. This was the mayor. This was everyone involved. They knew what was going on. I'm going to just read these three stories for you for the quality police work that we have got going on here. By the way, should note the right-wing news outlet in town, not even covering this story. Funny. The Justice Department outlined how the police department failed to provide medical aid to a diabetic woman while in custody. Minneapolis Police Department officials arrested a woman whom they knew from prior contacts, transported her to jail. On the way, the woman said she was type 1 diabetic and she could not see straight. She asked to see a doctor twice. The officers did not call for one. When they arrived, once again, I'm having a medical condition. Police didn't even call for him. When they arrived at the jail over 10 minutes later, the handcuffed woman was limp in the squad car. The officers pulled her from the car and laid her on the concrete. As she lay on the pavement moaning, the woman said, "I need help." She again told the officers that she was diabetic and that she could not see. In response, an officer bent over to her and said, "Just so we're clear, since you're playing games, I'm going to add another charge for obstruction, okay? So you're going to spend more time in the clink, okay? Compassion." I wonder if this is one of those PTSD cops. It's like, "I've got problems. I need to leave the police department. You need to give me a check." Was that one of these cops? Because it sounds like the post-traumatic stress was on the people that they were protecting and serving. That's what it seems like, at least. Anyway, back to this little story of this little buttercup of a crap cop. As a nurse from the jail approached to examine her, the officer and his partner repeatedly undermined the woman's claims that she needed assistance. So, even though Dr. Cop was not a doctor, Dr. Cop was telling them, you don't need to concern yourselves with this individual. Not at all. The officer's partner repeatedly undermined the woman's claims that she needed assistance, claiming that she does this every time. That would be because she's a diabetic. You absolute pieces of human trash. Post-traumatic stress for me. Give me a check. I'm going to leave the police department now. One of the MPD officers also told the nurse that he didn't know the woman was diabetic, even though she had just told him on camera she was diabetic. But joked, she's got tons of needles. I know that. You're horrible. After the nurse gave a brief examination, the woman laid back down on the concrete, barely moving. The officers then used a wrap, a full-body restraint typically used to control combative people, to carry the woman into the jail. I bet they had egg on their face when they found out she was actually a diabetic. Ho-ho! Or did they high-five and clap? So Christian. So Christian. You're horrible people. Dear Lord. That was one. This report's chock full of these stories, by the way. The Justice Department found fault with police department's police of office conduct review for not sufficiently investigating an officer who used unreasonable force while on duty. In 2014, a Minneapolis Police Department officer responded to a report that a man had committed retail theft. The OPCR, or is it called the Office of Political Conduct Review? So this is the people that are reviewing this whole thing, okay? Making sure that they're holding the police department accountable. We're gonna hold you accountable. All right. The OPCR investigator noted that the store's surveillance video showed the officer punching the man multiple times in the face with a closed fist while the man was handcuffed behind his back. Wow. Or as Bob Kroll's police department calls it, quality police work. Punching a handcuffed man with a closed fist. The force review supervisor, now, and they did this because they knew that they weren't going to get caught. I'll get back to that here in a second here. The force review supervisor completed the force review without reviewing the surveillance footage that would have revealed the misconduct. And the Minneapolis Police Department did not investigate further at the time. So they have video evidence of this police officer punching a handcuffed man multiple times in the face. They know it. And the review board just didn't even look at the video because they knew it would show. And then they let the cop go. Bob Kroll's police department. The officer continued working and continuing using unreasonable force. So they basically had this guy dead to rights. They could have gotten rid of him. They kept him on board. Because why? Bob Kroll's police department. That's why. The officer continued working. He had 8 uses of force requiring a supervisory force review from March 31st, 2016 to May 30th, 2016. So in 2 months, he had 8 more force requiring a supervisory force review incidents in 2 months. In one of those incidents, the officers had kicked a man in the face after the man was already on his hands and knees. The man suffered a traumatic brain injury and was displaced nasal bone. Minneapolis Police Department settled with the man for $150,000 and the officer was convicted of assault. The MPD's 2016 internal review of the officer's force showed that from February of 2012 to June of 2016, he had 68 force incidents, a number that OPCR noted was far outside the norm for Minneapolis Police Department. And they kept him on staff. Bob Kroll's Police Department. Wow. Wow. Okay, by the way, those two stories, how is every Republican, Democrat, mayor, everyone out there saying, you disgusting pigs, give us the names of these cops. Give us the names. let's claw back that, I've got PTSD, I need a big check from the city of Minneapolis, and I'm going to leave. Claw that money back. Because they didn't leave because they had PTSD. They left because they gave everyone PTSD. If any of them took these checks, any of these guys took a check, they need to get that money back because the damage they did was far more than anything that was going on with them. Please. And if you're a cop right now, you should be livid that these officers were entitled to leave and play the victim card. You should be the one because they damaged your reputation everywhere. A report also outlined how an officer remained on active duty 2 years after the police department learned of potentially illegal conduct. Minneapolis Police Department allowed an officer to remain on active duty status for 2 years after it learned he was conducting potentially illegal searches and seizures. In October of 2017, the officer pulled a suspected hit-and-run driver out of her vehicle, then improperly searched the vehicle, including opening and reading letters he took from the glove box and entered the center console. And November 2018, MPD found the officer was overly aggressive and very disrespectful, conducted improper search, and failed to document the search. MPD let the officer continue working, though, and he continued his unlawful behavior. The accumulated 10 complaints over 2 years, including allegations of harassment, unlawful arrest, unlawful search and seizure, and excessive force. For example, in July of 2019, the officer removed a man and his 5-year-old daughter from their vehicle and unlawfully searched it in a store parking lot. MPD did not suspend the officer until October of 2019. A good full, let's see here, once again, 2 years. 2 years after they became aware of his illegal conduct, they finally suspended him. The lack of timely adjudication of the 2017 misconduct case permitted the officer to engage in a continuing pattern of constitutional violations, resulting in the officer ultimately being charged in November of 2020. 3 years and a month later, 11-count federal indictment. Not the local cops, not the Hennepin County attorney, but the feds had to file the charges. In November 2021, the officer was convicted in federal court of abusing his position from September 17th to October 2019 to obtain controlled substances for his own use by deception and conducting unconstitutional searches and seizures. Bob Kroll's police department. These are three of the stories in here. They were horrible. And I feel sorry for what they've got now because there are good. I think most of the rats have fled that ship at this point because they knew they weren't going to be able to be racist, bigoted jackasses anymore. And so I think the cops that are left behind are the ones trying to pick up the pieces. And I feel sorry for them. But we need to understand something. This city exploded in May of 2020, not just because of the murder of George Floyd, but because it was Bob Kroll's police department. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. I'll explain exactly how all this happened. And once again, changing subjects in just a few minutes, Austin Dury from the band Dury joining us. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950. Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. You've heard me talk about the Rudy Luther Toyota We Buy program. Now hear from someone who's actually done it, me. Our kid's car, the 2006 Toyota Sienna, served us well for 17 years, but it was finally time to say goodbye. The We Buy program is really simple. I gave them some basic information, we set up an appointment, and after a quick verification, they gave me an estimate and a check, and they made me a generous offer. It was that fast. See for yourself. Try the Rudy Luther Toyota We Buy program at RudyLutherToyota.com.
Hey, it's Tom. Fossil fuels continue to have negative impacts on our environment. Luckily, there are more ways now than ever to use renewable energy in your home or business. All Energy Solar offers smart energy solutions like custom solar paneling, electric vehicle chargers, and energy storage. Solar panel systems can last for decades, meaning you can help the environment and cut back on electric bills for years to come. There are incentives and rebates available to most people who install solar energy, too. Last year, the federal solar tax credit increased to a 30% tax credit. This incentive can be used in combination with other incentives from your utility, county, or city. But don't delay or miss out. as many of these incentives are limited to only a certain number of people. So have a professional from All Energy Solar help you discover how solar can power up your property while saving on your energy costs. Call 800-620-3370 or visit allenergysolar.com.
Hi, I'm Scott Chambaud from Chambaud Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, shame-free dental office. We know dental anxiety and dental phobia are real. We'll take the time to get to know you and give you what you need to be comfortable at all times. We offer free nitrous oxide laughing gas and have high-tech options to help you feel calm and relaxed during your appointments. We'll help you get through every appointment in the most pain-free way possible. If you're having a dental emergency, we'll try and get you in the same day you call, because we don't like to see anyone in pain. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth, because they're the only ones you get.
This is Chad, owner of AM950. I've been going to Chambaud Family Dentistry for years. They get me in last minute when I'm in pain and make regular checkups easy and comfortable.
Chamblatt Family Dentistry in Hopkins and St. Paul. Find them online at ChamblattFamilyDentistry.com or call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH.
The Rick Smith Show.
I was a kid and you started a fight and you got beat up and you went home, and if your mother asked what happened to you and you started the fight, she'd beat you up. I mean, that's how society worked. Now it's okay to start a fight, to egg things on, to cause chaos, cause misery, and then when you get beat up for it, oh, I had to stand my ground. I was feeling threat. What a weird, screwed up place we are in.
Tune in weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on KTNF AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. Austin Dury from the band Dury coming in here in just a few minutes. How did we get here? How did we get to such a police department so out of control? I'll tell you exactly how this happened. Sometimes people will tell you you can't see the changes in politics until a long time down the road. We have witnessed a very seismic political shift in the state of Minnesota just in the last 20 years or so. I often say that the last Republican I voted for was the House rep I had in Hopkins, St. Louis Park. This was in 2000, 2002. Until Steve Simon came around, and that's like, that was the end of that. I vote for Steve Simon. He was that good. He is still that good. Steve Simon's outstanding as the Secretary of State. So the Republican Party basically started abandoning the Metro Core because they said, we don't need the Metro Core to win. We just need suburban districts and outstate. And so they went into outstate Minnesota and started screaming at everyone, they hate you, those people, and that's the term they would use, those people, and they knew exactly who they were referring to, want to take all your stuff. They're gonna rob you blind. They're gonna do things to your family. We're here to stop them. And in rural parts of the country where there's not a lot of experience with certain demographics, it was able to succeed. And as a matter of fact, there's one of the big problems the Republicans have today is in some of these rural districts, they're so ruby red because, you know, they basically played to the fears they knew would sell. And then, of course, came the suburbs. And they weren't going to, obviously, they stopped caring about Hopkins. They started, they were trying to get Minnetonka, Eden Prairie. Eventually, those flipped. And, you know, it's been moving further and further out. And as a matter of fact, there is now a really difficult math problem for them when it comes to winning back majorities. They have to win districts which are undeniably blue, and they just don't have anything to offer for it. But before that happened, they basically came up with this game plan. Use Minneapolis police to push their tough on crime narrative. And all you had to do, all the Republican Party of Minnesota had to do, was basically ignore all the bad things the Minneapolis Police Department was doing. That they would not only would they not care about the consistent mistreatment of the people of Minneapolis. And I can tell you right now, there are very few Republicans I know that give a rat's caboose about any of these victims of the police violence that's happened. They do not care, because those people in their mind are are villains in their stories to validate their unbridled love of police brutality, I guess. I mean, that would be the only thing I can say. But they went out there. They made it almost impossible for the Democrats or anyone to hold the police accountable. And when you did, you had cases like this where you have a guy who's openly punching somebody in the face while they're handcuffed. And the so-called oversight board doesn't even look at the video. So Republicans got Minneapolis cops out into rural districts with their police cars and their uniforms. And remember, they got into trouble for that. To say, we're tough on crime, I stand by this one. Even though it had nothing to do with Minneapolis. And the Republican Party just basically had to turn a blind eye. This is how you get this far. People that are nowhere near the city giving a blank check to bigot and racist cops who basically do not care about the people of the city, consider them the people that consider it the people that they are in charge of, and they can do whatever they want to those people. We have the stories out of the Rolling Stone, which talks about the unbridled racism that was in the department. We have the murder of George Floyd. We have countless evidence. This is just it was you guys can do whatever you want to do, and we will not hold you accountable. And that's how you get to this point. Because you read this 92-page doozy of a document, you will ask, how are other human beings doing this to other human beings? How? This is warlords and third world countries kind of crap. Because it was by design. That when there was no accountability, the police union could bring in anyone they wanted to and create any new rules they wanted to and create any new standards they wanted to. And the reality is what they did is create a world which was the complete polar opposite of protect and serve and abuse the living daylights out of the people of Minneapolis. That's why that city exploded in 2020. And now we're seeing the truth, the evidence that backs up what exactly happened. And I'm not saying it was justified. I'm not saying it was good. I'm not saying that that's what should have happened. But you don't put down kindling and pour gasoline all over everywhere and start flipping matches at things and then act shocked that a fire started. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Now, I'm going to change subjects here dramatically. The band Dury is going back on the concert tour. They got their new LP coming on out. We're going to talk to Austin Dury when we do return. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hi, I'm Mary T. of the Mary T. Family of Companies. Our new Camellia Rose Assisted Living and Memory Care is a bold reimagining of what assisted living can be. Our emphasis is on creative meals, outdoor walking paths, and a spectrum of restorative therapies and activities. We are founded on a history of care. We are dedicated to enriching lives. Learn more about Camellia Rose Assisted Living and Memory Care by visiting MaryTInc.com.
When it comes to houses, disassembly is our game, deconstruction is our fame. There are some bucks for your project. Better Futures Minnesota is your contact.
Instead of demolishing your home, let us take it apart by hand, and we can find the building materials a new home. Limited funds are allotted in 2023 for Hennepin County residents and public entities to make deconstruction even more affordable. Check out BetterFuturesMinnesota.com. That's BetterFuturesMinnesota.com.
The local advertisers you hear on AM 950 are the lifeblood of the station. If you find yourself regularly tuning in, or if you appreciate the diversity of content we deliver, please take the time to support our advertisers. Even if it's just to thank them for backing AM 950, your voice and support can go a long way. Help keep the station going strong while investing in our local community. Find the complete list of on-air supporters by visiting the advertisers page at am950radio.com. That's am950radio.com.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. We have families waiting for a car. You know, over 85% of unemployed are successful in finding and keeping a job if they have dependable transportation. A car plus a job equals a life changed. 612-919-5526. We have families waiting for a car. 919-5526 or autotech.org.
The Progressive Voice of Minnesota. That is Dury, and that's the first song I heard from them. The second I heard it, I said, my goodness, that band is going to be huge. They are amazing. A great story. We'll talk about that once again with Austin Dury, who's kind enough to join us from the band Dury. Down, are you down in beautiful Burnsville right now?
I am, correct. Yep.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Yeah, no problem. Good to be here.
Good to have you here. I've wanted to just start off by talking about how tickled pink I am about you guys and the success you guys are starting to have here. And it's really getting undeniable. Getting national airplay, big tour coming up here later on. Got the big EP coming out a little bit later on. You know, you've been in bands a long time. This is new territory for you as well as your sister, right?
Correct, yeah. You know, I did a lot of bands on my own, like, since I was 16. I've been out there playing shows and grinding on tour and trying to make something happen, and nothing even close to anything like this has happened before. So it's been a long journey, but we are pumped to be here.
Now, Austin, when we had you on the last time, we talked about the fact that you guys, this was kind of a quirk of the pandemic. You were back home. Your current band, basically, their tour was canceled. Your sister and yourself start writing some music just to kind of get through the day, and you start doing some catchy TikTok videos. Those explode. But I think you need to write a textbook, because there's a lot of people that put out TikTok and Instagram and stuff like that, but they can't make that jump to what you guys are doing now, which is becoming more than just a social media entity, becoming actual, you know, rock stars, band, a rock band that's moving around the country and doing this. That, I don't know how to even ask the question, because, I mean, that's got to be something that's new territory for you as well. You've just managed it incredibly well.
Yeah, you know, I think that we had a kind of a unique situation where I had all the years of grinding it out and all that background already that a lot of folks that blow up on TikTok and stuff don't necessarily have. And so it was nice to be able to kind of combine those worlds and use the strength of, you know, the kind of getting a handle on the social media stuff to promote the, you know, the shows and the booking and all that kind of stuff, and getting a good team together and having all the people behind you that only kind of comes through experience of really going out by yourself for so long.
And you build a team. Let's talk a little bit, because it's yourself and your sister. And by the way, do you give her crud all the time about it? It's like, you don't even know what this is like. You don't know what it's like to be a struggling artist. You kind of stumbled into this thing upwards.
Yeah. She, I tell her all the time, she kind of skipped the paying your dues period, but I paid enough for both of us, so it's fine.
you built your band. Who are the rest of the people playing with you when you guys go up on stage?
Yeah, so in the pandemic, my wife actually learned bass. She just picked it up and started learning covers, and then when it was time to go, it's like, hey, you know bass, so she plays bass for us, and then a longtime friend of mine, Dane Hoppy, plays drums. My wife's name is Ashley. And that's the whole crew. So just a tight four, you know, three of us are Duries. So it's pretty, pretty tight knit little crew.
You did something as well that I find to be amazing, is that you embrace social media, but you also embrace just classic rock. I mean, it's you guys are rockers, and it's something that you don't have to be fancy. You don't have to be keyboards. You don't have to be this. You just can put out some just good rock songs, and you guys did that, and I imagine that's one of the reasons why it's nice to have like four person band. You can kind of get that sound out there, and you can really rock with that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, my other band was like a lot heavier, a lot more like heavier rock music, and when Dury started, I was kind of trying to shed some of that and going a little more like poppy, doing more synth kind of stuff like that, and then Who's Laughing Now is the one that hit, and that one's like a straight up rock song. So I was like, okay, I guess that's like the direction it happens to be, just like what I know how to do best. So, yeah, rock seems to be the name of the game now.
Suburban Legend, that's going to be the album. I can pre-order that right now, and I can, you go to durymusic.com. You can go on pretty everywhere. I mean, I got it downloaded on iTunes. I'm waiting for the rest of the album to come on out at this point. So the you got the album coming on out. How hard was it? How much did you go back and, like, Who's Laughing Now? Did you have to go back and revisit when you went to engineer it on the album?
Yeah, so we actually, with Who's Laughing Now specifically, we actually started over completely on that song. Just because we wanted to get some feel things. We ended up actually speeding up the song a little bit and some things like that. And I think it definitely benefited from, like the fact that we played it on tour for like a year and then re-recorded it. Like, that kind of tightness and knowledge of the song stuff really helps you, you know, build a recording that's like the best it can be. And yeah, for a couple of the songs on the album, we were like revisited older songs that we kind of put out, you know, totally independent before. And we got to kind of work with bigger name, you know, engineers and stuff like that, and really dial things in. So the record is going to be really, really polished and really nice. I think we made something really special. So I think it's going to be sweet.
Well, and that's got to be fun for you too, to go in there and have good engineers and getting, where did you record this at, if I can ask?
I've been working with my friend Jack Vondrashek for years, just in his basement studio or whatever. He's the one that did everything before. We actually recorded all the new stuff in the same studio and then just sent it off to some Grammy winning engineers and stuff after that. So yeah, the same process, looks like it always has been, of just kind of a couple of buds hanging out, tweaking things in the basement, trying to, you know, make something special, and then with a little extra polish on top,
and sounding clean. Yeah, very clean. When you get the band in the rest of the songs that are on this album here, what, you know, when you realize, okay, we need to do this this LP, how many songs did you say, okay, we have to write these many songs, and talk about that process a little bit?
I'm kind of a like songwriting machine.
No joke. No joke.
By the time we had to, like, okay, it's like we're doing an album. What's it going to be? I had like, I think 18 songs ready. Wow. So we actually had to strip it back. So we, you know, cut a bunch of songs to get it. And it was nice because it was like, it wasn't like we got to pump out one more. It was like, we have to pick the best of the best of what we've already done. So it was nice to, just like to have the room within our library to just like only pick the best songs. This is what the album is. And then move on from there.
I have a theory on why your lyrics and your songs resonate more than just within your age group, your sister's age group, who's younger than you. And I mean, I can be an old guy, and I listen to your stuff, and I love it. And that is something you guys talk about a little bit before, about the fact that you're kind of the tail end of the millennials. Your sister is kind of the beginning of the Generation Zers. And because of that, and because of your basically unapologetic lyrics and, you know, very straightforward, relatable, not trying to candy coat anything, I think that's what happens, is because you're kind of multi-generational, because of that and your straightforward nature of writing, you end up creating songs which are relatable for people from 70 down to 7.
I always say, like, when we're writing, we're like literally like 90% of this is like fully biographical writing. Like, it's literally just about our own lives, our own experiences, and we've, you know, lived very, like, you know, normal, like, suburban, like, you know, mid-lower class lives, that it ends up being a, you know, wide pool of relatability, just because it's like, we're just normal people.
Well, and it does, but that's the thing, is, and you can't change that. And I think maybe because of how you emerged into stardom, and there's other bands in this town right now, I'll point to Gully Boys as well, that you just, you know, you kind of build yourself up and you're just who you are. And that is not something there. I think there's too many times a band will go out there, not going to say any names, but they'll go out there and they're either trying to talk to one specific generation, or they're trying to become something that they're not. And it just doesn't work. Whereas what you're doing, I think your honesty is the best policy sort of thing. It's just you go out there and this is what we had to do. I remember these crap jobs. I remember my parents giving me bad advice. And that's what it is, because I can remember my parents giving me bad advice. And like, so it becomes incredibly relatable.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, you know, part of what we wanted to do as this whole thing kind of scaled up was we really wanted to keep a close hold on the reins as far as like all of our creative vision stuff. And like we still make all of our own videos and we still design our own merch and make our own, we could hire those things out now, but I feel like that would lose some of like the identity of the band. And so we're really trying to hold on to that, that authenticity, in all of it. So we're keeping it all close, working really hard and just trying to, make it all distinctly that, Dury brand.
Where did you film Coming of Age, that video? Because it's what's funny is this is it's a video about the dystopian nature of office work. So did you just go to someone, hey, your office looked really crappy, can we film here?
We actually filmed that with our older brother. So there's two more brothers in the Dury family, and one of them has a very officey office job. He ended up like talking to his bosses and getting all the clearance and stuff to like come in on the weekend and like use the whole space. And he ended up being like one running around with a camera on his back. Like, he'd never done anything like that before, but we're like, hey, these hallways look good for running. Let's try it. It came out really, really fun, really great to work with just the three of us, like as the, film crew. That's all we had to work with and made something really fun.
I'll cover for you. Whoever that office building was, you guys are great. Way to go. Good for you.
They are great.
You're part of Minneapolis history.
Exactly. We joke about, I can say who the office is. We joke about how it's the Children's Cancer Research Fund is like, that's the office.
Okay.
And so we're like, this is awesome. They're great. And then we're like, but the song is like about like quitting your bad job. It's like, we don't want that to like apply to this, because that's a good job. That's like a noble, like that's a good thing. But whatever, we're hoping not too many people make that association.
we will help you in any way possible for a fundraiser for that organization to help them out in the future, for sure.
Great.
Austin Dury joining us. The band is Dury. I got to talk a little bit as well about success, because, and like I said, Tickled Pink, man. Dude, the first time I heard you, first lyric I heard is like, okay, who are these guys? And you say to yourself, can you please make this band successful, because they deserve it, because you're good. You're getting national play now. I think you're picked up on Sirius XM. They're playing it. Of course, you got a lot of local play here. You're getting national play. And then your tours. You actually went on a tour, I think it was earlier this year, and you sold out a few of the shows. I think it was in Chicago. And I can't remember. Minneapolis, you sold out shows, of course. But you're resonating.
Yeah, it's been a wild, wild journey. We just booked our first show, first international show. We're playing London in September. That's going to be sweet. It's been a wild snowball effect of really, like, honestly, it's a lot of just fans picking it up and spreading the word and radio people hearing it, and just picking it up and doing it. And it's been a very natural process, which has been really cool.
And there, I can say this because I know I got a shocking, weird amount of people in London, in England, that listen. Go see them. There's going to be at Oslo in England on September 21st. You do not want to miss this show. This next tour you're doing, and it really kicks off in the U.S. in November. Here's where I can tell you guys are on a very good trajectory. Nothing against the previous tour. You had Chicago. I think Pittsburgh was in there. Houston was in there. But you look at the city lineup on this one: Portland, San Francisco, L.A., San Diego, Kansas City, London, England, Denver, Detroit, you're Boston, New York. You are playing every major metro area now. And that is a huge good sign for you guys, because that means the interest for you now, it's the big cities want to see you.
Yeah, definitely. This is pretty much almost all of these places. This is our second time hitting them. And our first tour, not this last tour, but the one before it, we hit all these same markets already. And we sold out a little over 50% of the shows. Wow. So So now we've upscaled all the venues to be a little higher capacity, and we're kind of trying to hit that mark again. And we're hoping that everyone who came last time brings a friend next time, and we can pack the place again.
It would be awesome if we could sell out your tour. That would be awesome. Very Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
without the Ticketmaster things. Yeah, without the problems with Ticketmaster. But no, you get to this is fantastic. I can't tell you, I'm so glad to see you there. You're, like I said, getting the national play, got the album out. And once again, I want to encourage everyone that if you are looking for some good music, you can pre-order Suburban Legend right now. By the way, where's the yellow house? Where was that where you took the pictures?
That was it was a house that my wife and I just found driving around. It just happened to be very like cartoonish and like perfectly symmetrical. We ended up like knocking on the door being like, hey, this is weird, but can we take pictures with your house? So the deal was we could take pictures if we gave them a vinyl when it comes out. So we're like, okay, wow. That is a good deal.
Wow. I mean, if this album does what I think it's going to be, that's going to be kind of an iconic house. So good for them. Suburban yeah. Legend, when is officially the album out?
The album comes out on September 8th, I believe.
All right. The tour comes up. You're doing London the end of September. You're doing the U.S. tour, kicks off in early November. I see you're playing Hastings this summer. You got some shows in Minneapolis coming up as well?
We do. We can't totally announce it yet, but I'll just say we're planning like the album release party is going to be in Minneapolis sometime in that frame. Oh, we'll be announcing it pretty soon, but it's going to be like the biggest show of our lives. So don't worry, Minneapolis. We didn't forget about you. We just can't quite announce it yet.
The hometown jamboree. We'll be there. Yeah, there.
Yep, absolutely.
All my best to Taryn and yourself, your wife, your band, all on this. I'm a huge fan. I think you guys are sensational. I couldn't be happier for you. I'm so glad you guys are getting the success that you so deserve, and please keep it up, because I'll tell you what, I think that you're going to have longevity because your music is really, really good. So I appreciate the time, Austin.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. It's been great.
My pleasure. Austin Dury from the band Dury playing us out. Why not? This is Coming of Age. This is where they filmed it in the office park. This is a fantastic song. There's a playing us out on this interview. We'll come back, wrap up the first hour. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Gloomy Monday shows its face, and the Instapot coffee's lost its taste, and the 6 o'clock train's always running late. But if I stop now, I know I'm never gonna make it back to the tragedy. Laugh like a comedy, rope game society, dial up lobotomy. 9 to 5 fantasize by the end.
Crooner's Supper Club invites you to enjoy drinks, a delicious dinner, and live music from both big-name local and national artists in a wide array of styles. Before or after your show, check out the new Maggie's Lounge, a perfect spot to visit with friends. It's open Wednesdays through Sundays beginning at 4:30 with cocktails and light fare. And you don't need a ticket to enjoy the great atmosphere of Maggie's. Crooner's Supper Club off Moore Lake and Highway 65, a little piece of old-school nightlife in the 21st century.
Hi, this is Angela Warner for Warner Selling and Appliance. Do you have a dishwasher that doesn't really clean your dishes so you have to? Or a refrigerator that kind of keeps your milk cold and you've just been waiting for the right time to buy? Well, Warner Stellion has the lowest prices of the season with exclusive savings, including free dishwasher installation on brands like Bosch, and up to 10% off and a bonus for each additional appliance you buy for up to $1,000. See what I mean at warnerstellion.com.
Hi, I'm Scott Shambaugh from Shambaugh Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, shame-free dental office. If you're having a dental emergency, we'll try and get you in the same day you call, because we don't like to see anyone in pain, and we'll help you get through every appointment in the most pain-free way possible. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth, because they're the only ones you get.
Shambaugh Family Dentistry in Hopkins and St. Paul. Find them online at shambaughfamilydentistry.com or call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH.
Do yourself a favor and check out the amazing cuisine of eatlocalminnesota.com. More than just a website, eatlocalminnesota.com provides you with the best local and independently owned restaurants in the Twin Cities. Specializing in Szechuan and Peking cuisine, the Great Wall Chinese Restaurant has been a local favorite since 1981. They offer one of the most extensive menus in the Twin Cities. Favorites include the sesame chicken, imperial beef, and Peking duck. The Great Wall Restaurant is located off 45th and France, with takeout available too. More at greatwallrestaurant.us. The next time you're out in South Minneapolis, make Nightingale off 26th and Lindale your go-to dining option. It's a comfortable neighborhood restaurant that features a delicious menu of American classics, plus a wide drink and cocktail selection. Nightingale has dining room and bar seating available, plus takeout and delivery. Current hours are 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. daily, with the full menu until midnight. More at nightingalempls.com.
AM950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. 952-946-6205. There have been a few times where I've been this. Now, in my radio life, I've done music radio many times. I was Hot 105 KCCQ. That was down in Ames, Des Moines. I've done a lot of music stuff, and it was interesting because you always could hear a band, and most of the stuff I was playing was national stuff. And you could hear a band and you'd say, wow, they're going to be a hit. And it was funny. I mean, I don't think Dury would appreciate me putting them in the same category. But I remember when the first time I heard the Spice Girls, and this is back way back when. And I said, oh, they're going to be huge. They're going to be freaking huge. And, you know, we got the preview and I was like, yeah, this is going to be a massive hit. And it was. And they, you know, they kind of ruled the charts for a few years. You know, there have been bands which I have listened to. Dessa is one. The first time I heard her, just floored at how good Dessa is. I'm a big fan of the Gully Boys. Their story is amazing. I need to have Katie on from Gully Boys at some point. I'd love to have her on the show and talk about their music and their tours as well. But I heard Dury, and I swear to God, it popped up in my timeline for some reason on Twitter, their TikTok video that someone had reposted it there. I listened to about 20 seconds and I said, this band is good. Where are these guys from? Burnsville. Do we know if Greg is working the mic right now? Greg Bakken. Do you know of anyone else from Burnsville? There's a horse, I think. Was Dan Kelly from down there? But Dury, they might be the biggest thing out of Burnsville.
Yeah, I mean, the singing horse. Don't forget about the singing horse.
Was there a singing horse?
No, I really have no idea.
Where was that? Hold on, maybe they're not the biggest thing out of Burnsville. To see them go out there and, yeah, to see them go out there and have success. I could not be happier. Could not be happier. By the way, Greg, since you are here.
Hello.
What do you have on this weekend show of Ghostbox Radio?
So a couple days ago, I mentioned to you about Fort Duffield.
Yes.
I'm going to have the Dees and Ernie Pack, who are now running it. And they sent me, I'll have to show you the picture. They sent me a picture of what they believe is a spirit of a Union soldier that somebody else picked up. So, you know, they're going to do tours out there. It's over in West Point, Kentucky. So we're going to have them on. We're going to talk about it.
Is the ghost going to be the tour guide? And that'd be in sight.
Well, for all we know, could be a guest here right now. And we wouldn't even know. So,
if you're here right now, pardon me during the commercial breaks. I had some pasta earlier. Sorry, it's my bad. All right, that's they're going to be talking about that once again. That comes up on Sunday.
Yes.
And right, what time is that?
That's going to be at 4:06 p.m.
4:06 on Sunday, and then the replay will be Saturday. As you can hear last week's show, as a matter of fact, coming up this Saturday. Thank you, Greg. I appreciate that. 952-946-6205. You know I'm going back to the MPD when we come on back for hour number two. I could do an entire night of radio on this one. It's hour two up next.
Hi, this is Laura. Listen to Food Freedom Radio every Saturday at 8 a.m. or anytime via podcast. Our individual health is connected to the health of each other, and connected to the health of the earth. We know the problems with the dominant food system, climate change, deadening soils, nitrates in the water, factory farming, injustice, concentration of wealth. How do we both as individuals and as a community step up and support a living food system which honors the earth? Tune to Food Freedom Radio every Saturday at 8 a.m. and remember to support your independent farmers.
The Park Tavern in St. Louis Park is your summer destination. The patio is amazing, perfect for you and your friends to grab dinner and drinks. Enjoy a game of cornhole while you indulge in the great food. The full Park Tavern menu is available outside. The Park Tavern also has live music on the patio every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and even some Mondays through the summer. Reservations are highly recommended. And if the weather does turn, the bowling lanes at the Park Tavern are always open and are spectacular. On Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park, the perfect summer is waiting for you at the Park Tavern.
Join me, Tom Hartman, where smart people get their news.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm